Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Steich.
And I'm Luke Acree.
And gossiping, bullying, slacking off, these are some of the signs that you may have a toxic employee on your team. They can not only be difficult to work with for you, they're also going to bring down the overall morale and productivity of your team, impacting your entire business, perhaps without you even realizing it. So today we're going to talk about the five types of toxic employees and what to do about it. So this list comes from entrepreneur.com. This was an article that we found and thought it would be interesting, because some of you are, you know, you work on teams, or you lead a team,
or you are the toxic employee and you need to know it.
Toxic employee on the team, or you at least work in an office setting, you know, with other people. So we kind of wanted to go over this and talk about, you know, do you address it? Do you move on? Like, how do you deal with it straight on?
You have to, the more and more I go through life, if you can take anything from my journey here of growing Reminder Media, I just realized the more and more direct, transparent that you can be with the people that you have relationship with, the better your life is going to be.
Yeah.
And if you make it non-emotional and you just speak it like it is and you tell them your opinion, it doesn't mean they have to receive it. Doesn't mean that, you know, it's your opinion, it's your perspective, and that's your reality. And so they have their perspective. But if you never share it and you just talk about people or talk about it, you just dwell on it, you never deal with the issue, you never make progress. And guess what? You're just as much to blame as them, because you're not dealing with it because you're scared.
Yeah.
You got to deal with it.
Yeah. The reality is, like, as the business leader, as the team leader, as the owner, your opinion does matter. It is the culture of the team. It is the, yep, the path and the way that you want to lead that organization. So don't discount that and try and change yourself. Like, if you believe in it, make sure that you are addressing that head on. The first first type of toxic employee is described as the hot mess. Incompetent, erratic, and unreliable, the hot mess can tank productivity and energy for the whole team. Worst traits of the hot mess: learned helplessness. Pretty interesting. Disorganization, lack of credibility, passivity, and resistance to change. So this idea of this constant appeals for help and an over-reliance on other people to clean up or correct mistakes can quickly bring projects to a crawl and cause widespread frustration. And I thought this idea of learned helplessness was super interesting.
Yeah,
you're so used to other people coming and fixing your mistakes, or you not having.
You fake like you also don't know how to do something.
Is that what it is?
I do this with my wife Megan all the time. I don't know. I'm just kidding. She's gonna listen to this and be like, "You're not kidding." You know, how do you feed
but
them?
You,
how do
you feed load the dishwasher kids? So much better than me.
Hey, there's always two people in a relationship, one that loads the dishwasher right and one that loads it wrong, and I always load it wrong.
I'm the one that loads it right.
Yeah, and Megan always changes it. I'm just like, well, if you're changing it, you might as well just do it from the beginning.
So, you know, by being able to identify one of these people, you know, there are some antidotes that they suggest. So this idea of, you want to be able to offer extra training, you want to introduce improvement plans, you want to foster awareness with frequent check-ins and provide support.
I love how they say that. They say that so eloquently and nice. You got to foster awareness. Yeah, you got to tell them.
Exactly.
You got to tell them, hey, you're a hot mess. Hey, exactly, hey, you're acting like you don't know how to do something. Maybe it is that you don't know how, and I'm assuming you're acting, but I believe in you. Here's a key trait that I find in leadership, and, you know, this just is for my experience, so take it or leave it, is I expect greatness out of people.
Yeah.
And if I cater to the fact that someone is not great, then I've destroyed everything. Destroyed the culture, destroyed the expectations, destroyed the goal, destroyed the results. It's like, I expect greatness out of you because you are great. Like, I'm not forcing you to do something that I don't believe you can do. You are great, so I'm going to raise that awareness, as they say. They said it so eloquently and nicely. And I'm going to check in with them.
Foster awareness.
Yeah, foster awareness. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to foster awareness. But no, I expect you to be great. If you want to be a $150,000 producer, you got to do these things. And I know you're a $150,000 producer, so I expect these things.
Yep.
Absolutely. You're a $150,000 producer, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Number two is the slacker. These people find ways to avoid work. It's their full-time job. Like the hot mess, they are a major drain on everyone else's time, energy, and enthusiasm. Worst traits of the slacker: low motivation, lack of regard for deadlines, bad timekeeping, wasting time online, and absenteeism. So these are all things, like, if you're sitting there thinking, like, okay, hey, some of these are matching some of the people that I work with, that is signs that you might have a slacker on your team.
Yep.
I love it. Finding ways not to do work is their full-time work.
Dude, we had this one employee one time. We've had this multiple times. But in our sales center, they were calling, like, it was, I think, AT&T. Getting the corporate AT&T phone line thing and just going through the prompts, sitting on...
Literally working hard to not work.
Yeah, working hard to not work.
Yeah.
To get phone time. Literally, and you're just like, what in the world? And then what they would do is they'd switch out the number. So the contact number would come up. They switch out the number to the AT&T number. They would call. They'd sit on the prompts for whatever amount of time. Then they, you know, hang up. Then they change the number back to the contact's number, thinking no one would know. And it's just like, what in the world? Or like sitting on a voicemail, you're just like, guys, what?
Well, you know what they were doing? They were playing Angry Birds. It turns out $1.5 billion is lost from people playing Angry Birds. Did you know that?
That's
the high
crazy.
Cost of low productivity. Low productivity is a difficult thing to qualify, but it doesn't stop people from trying. $28 billion lost from people using Facebook.
Are you a fan of David Goggins?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So he has that saying where it's like, when you're done, you're really only 40% done. And it's like, that's his Navy SEAL, I guess, saying or whatever. And I have found you can do less, or you can do more with less. So you have slackers on your team and you're just like, well, they are contributing 30%. They are no, they're killing you 30%.
Yeah.
If you get rid of them, the people that you have can do more and they'll be more free. Just you can do more than you think you can. And so when you have a slacker, you got to call that out.
Great ways to help to, you know, they phrase it as antidotes. So these are slacker antidotes. Provide clear expectations.
I love that.
Demand accountability. And then the best one is do unscheduled visits and reviews.
I listened to check-in. A podcast, so I just came back from the Tom Ferry Elite Conference, and Tom had mentioned on stage this podcast called Founder. It's a great podcast. You should listen to it. So I listened to an episode about Jeff Bezos, and it was the guy who wrote a book because he basically worked and shadowed Jeff Bezos in every one of his meetings for many years. And the thing about Jeff that he learned was that the job of the founder is to push the issues. And the job of the founder is to have the highest standards, and really translated that to leadership. Like, your job as the leader is to have insane standards that people either rise to those standards or they get off the boat. And that accountability is what triggered it for me. Yeah. Is going, yeah, the greatest of all time, the Steve Jobs of the world, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they have such insane standards and accountability that you can't be around them if you are a slacker.
Yeah. Number three, they call the martyr. So this is an interesting one. The polar opposite of the slacker may seem like an employer's dream, but a worker who insists on doing everything themselves can cause their own serious set of problems. The martyr wants to let everyone know what they're doing and that they are what they're sacrificing for the job. They may have control issues or may be working too hard to prove themselves, but they bring an imbalance to the team. Worst traits of the martyr: they don't know their limits. They complain often or have a non-constructive attitude. They come to work when sick and infect everyone else, undermines the confidence of team members, and are prone to burnout. Are the traits of the martyr. So ways to help with that would be to enforce delegation, foster a collaborative rather than competitive workplace, encourage taking paid time off, introduce stress management measures, and incentivize teamwork over individual effort. What do you think of the martyr?
You know, I was trying to think. Yeah, I was trying to think. I've had experience where people wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't delegate.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember when, you know, we first started working together and it's just like the obsession, but it's a good thing. I mean, anybody who does our magazine knows, it's like everybody's strength is also their Achilles heel.
Right.
You would not let go of the quality of the magazine. It's like, dude, we're not doing the Mona Lisa here. It's like, we're like it, but it is a great strength, but also a weakness.
Yeah.
But you finally let go.
Yeah,
I feel like you let go a ton.
Yeah, I think everything, there's a balance. There's a balance in everything. And I think that that's really ultimately what you're trying to go for here. With when we look at these, I hate the word toxic. I don't know why. It drives me nuts. Toxic workplace, toxic employees, whatever. I think everything is just an imbalance. It's an imbalance in an employee's behaviors or attitude. And so you got to find that balance. Number four is the socialite. Funny, entertaining, and everybody's best friend. The socialite treats their job as if it's their own personal party or stage every day, whether on the phone or around the water cooler. Gossip and chat are the first priority. Worst traits of the socialite: loud and distracting, lack of focus, immature approach to work, unprofessional affect, and fans the office drama. So I guess that they kind of fan the flames of the office drama. We used to have a guy like this
in our call center. I won't name him by name because everybody would know him. But we used to have a guy like this that wouldn't. He spent.
Like, how do you address that with like real world? So all of this kind of stuff that they have in the article, whatever, these anecdotes. How do you address that real world?
Well, we ended up moving on from him.
Yeah.
But
what do you say to someone like that? You know, we just kind of done talking about, hey, you got to be able to be honest with him. You got to say, hey, here's how I feel about it. Here's my expectations.
My belief system is that all of these are symptoms of one thing, that this person does not have a goal for their life that they're trying to achieve that is strong enough to keep them from standing at the water cooler and trying to be the clown. They get more benefit and more fulfillment off of people's reaction to those type of things than they do from what their work is doing. Wow. And so what I would challenge them first with is going, hey, who do you want to be? Where are you going? What do you want out of your life? Because it is perfectly okay to get fulfillment off of being at the water cooler and being the class clown. This is not the bus for you, right? There's many, many buses out there. Reminder Media is just a vehicle that's going to help you get from point A to point B in your life. And your vision of what you want doesn't align with the vision of the company. So when you're coming in every day and fulfilling the vision for your life, which is being the class clown or standing at the water cooler, Reminder Media is not moving forward. It's moving backwards. So there's a misalignment. So we got to get an alignment of goal. Who do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish? By what date do you want that? What do you think standing in your way? I call it the graph of success. If you put a graph down and you have point A where you're at today and point B of where you want to be, and you draw a line from point A to point B, what's standing in between? And then you write down on the piece of paper, these are the things holding me back today from being at point B, and you have to block and tackle those things. And if there's a misalignment there of like, you don't think you standing up and chit-chatting with everybody every 20 minutes is a problem, but it is a problem at the end of the day, it's not the bus for you.
Well said. That's how I was going for. I was trying to get to that golden nugget right
there.
There you go. Yeah. I love it. Last one, number five. This is kind of funny. I was laughing with Ethan before the podcast. We go from the socialite to the sociopath. So we go from the guy who just likes to be the class clown to the guy literally holding a knife in the illustration. An estimated 4% of the population meets the clinical definition of a sociopath. But even without a diagnosis, an employee with sociopathic tendencies can leave a trail of destruction and discord wherever they go. Traits of the sociopath: bullying behavior, disregard for protocol, issues with authority, interpersonal problems, and then maybe the worst, manipulation and sabotage.
Yeah.
So these disruptive employees can ruin their morale.
Sociopath is such a strong word, Yeah, we definitely have had some close to those people.
Yeah, it's more of like an archetype of this idea that disruptive employee can ruin the morale, cohesion, and effectiveness of an entire team. And if placed in a customer-facing role, they can even cause serious damage to your reputation.
Yeah,
and your bottom line. Some antidotes for that: provide a safe and supportive environment, take employees' complaints seriously, enforce strict anti-bullying policies, trust your instincts. I think that's probably the biggest one. Is so many people disregard their instincts.
Yeah, trust your gut.
You've got that little voice that go, ooh, that doesn't seem right. It's not right.
Dude, that advice Kathy, our VP of postcard sales, gave is so good. Don't turn a red flag pink. And she applied it to interviews, but it's everything. It's like with your team members, if you got a red flag, don't turn it pink by justifying behavior. Mm-hmm. You got to call it out. You got to share. You got to be direct. And you got to be open-minded that there's a reason that you don't see of why they're doing what they're doing. And maybe you need to be educated on what they're seeing. But at the end of the day, don't turn a red flag pink. Have the combo.
There you go. Thank you so much for listening. You can head on over to staypaidpodcast.com for the show notes and the video of this episode. If you like this episode and want to show your support, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review along with a comment. We'll read it here on the show. And the best way to support the show is to share this episode with somebody. You know, Easter is this weekend. Not this weekend that we're recording. The weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, geez, no.
Easter's this weekend. So how many eggs is a little riddle for you guys, an Easter riddle. How many eggs can you put in an empty basket? Hmm. Only one. After that, it's not empty.
Yeah, I was going to say none because it's not empty. Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you want to get a hold of me and Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com or you can find us on Instagram where you're at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Stike.
Guys, I'm Luke Acree. Your action item is don't turn a red flag pink, meaning have the combo. You know, you have the people in your life. It can apply to relationships. It can apply to employees. It can apply to team members, just even colleagues. You know the people that you should have a conversation with. Call it out. And look, at the end of the day, sometimes in life, you got to add people to your life because you're the sum of the six people you hang around, but you also got to remove people from your life, right? So you got to be willing to have the conversation so you can figure out where the cards fall. And based upon that decision, move forward, whether or not it's with that person in your life or not in your life. Remember, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.